oversee the House Ethics Committee report into Attorney General nominee Matt Gaetz. That committee was investigating allegations of sexual misconduct and drug use. ABC's Mary Alice Parks has more.
Sources telling us the committee was preparing to vote to release that report as early as this week. But then Gaetz resigned from Congress after being nominated by Trump, abruptly ending their investigation. House Speaker Mike Johnson on Friday, after spending the night at Mar-a-Lago with President-elect Trump, arguing now the report should be shelved.
President-elect also continues to fill out his White House staff. He's named Caroline Leavitt, the White House press secretary. President Biden's in South America for the APEC summit. Then it's the G20 summit. That'll be in Brazil. But on the sidelines at APEC today, he'll meet with Chinese leader Xi Jinping. A federal judge in Texas blocked a Biden administration rule that would have allowed more workers to be eligible for overtime pay. This is ABC.
Now this news update on Wisconsin Radio Network. I'm Bob Haig. There'll be an extra charge when you charge your electric vehicle. The State Department of Revenue announcing Thursday a 3-cent per kilowatt hour tax on the electricity from an EV charging station beginning next year. The revenue generated will help fund road repairs and construction. Wausau-based Aspirus Health has announced plans to open a clinic and ER in Chippewa Falls following the sudden closure of the hospital there. Chippewa Falls has been without hospital services since the closure of HSHS St. Joseph Hospital earlier this year. A crucial step forward for a pipeline project in northern Wisconsin. The Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources has granted permits required for Enbridge Energy to reroute its Line 5 pipeline around the land of the Bad River Band of Lake Superior, Chippewa. Wisconsin Radio Network.
With your forecast, I'm Corey Hartman. For today, partly sunny with a high near 51. Chance of rain, maybe a rumble of thunder overnight tonight. We'll see a low around 44. Partly sunny for Sunday, a high of 56. Rain in the afternoon Monday, highs of 55. For Tuesday, chance of rain and 60. For the best barbecue sauce around, it's Grandpa's Barbecue Sauce. GrandpasBBQShop.com. Right now, 38 degrees.
Searching for the band on the run with Wings 99.7 Max FM, 7 minutes after 8 o'clock, Saturday morning with Kevin Kellogg, and waking up with the oldies, it's 39 degrees or so, looking for a high in the low 50s today, maybe a chance of some late night rain. We'll talk about that when we take a look at the weather in about 15 minutes or so from now. You want to get a song request in? 608-355-9970. That's the way to do things. With some Clyde McFadder. Lover, Please. Max FM.
Lover, please, please come back. Don't take a train coming down the track. Don't, please, don't leave me. Don't leave me in misery. You would never hold me so near. You would never call me dear. Don't you know I'd die for you? Now you've gone, that's what I'll do. Lover, please, please come back. Don't take a train coming down the track. Don't, please, don't leave me. Don't leave me in misery. About a love that went all wrong. The girl left the boy just as bad. Now she's gone, she's so sad. Lover, please, please come back. Don't take a train coming down the track. Don't, please, don't leave me. Don't leave me in misery. You would never hold me so near. You would never call me dear. Don't you know I'd die for you? Now you've gone, that's what I'll do. Lover, please, please come back. Don't take a train coming down the track. Please don't leave me. Don't leave me in misery.
It's hard for me to see. My thoughts all seem to stray to places far away. I need a change of scenery. Another pleasant valley Sunday.
60s and 70s. 99.7 Max FM with the Monkees. 12 minutes after 8 o'clock with Kevin Kellogg. Do a little Bee Gees for you this morning. It's Love You Inside and Out. 99.7 Max FM.
Quicksand, quicksand, pulling me close.
The 60s and 70s, 99.7 Max FM, Martha and the Vandellas, and Quicksand. Whatever happened to Quicksand? When we were kids, we were so scared of there going to be quicksand around that you were going to, you know, slip in and sink to the bottom. What about now? Oh, 19 minutes after 8 o'clock, Saturday of the 60s and 70s, brought to you by Fox Hill Auto Body, your full-service collision and auto body repair specialist. Right now, the deer rut going on, so if you happen to clip one or one runs into you or anything like that, you can help Fox Hill Auto Body by letting them do the repair work for you. They take care of minor dents and major structural issues. They've been helping area residents since 1985. Fox Hill Auto Body gets you back on the road doing quality work at a fair price. They provide free estimates, and if you have problems with insurance, well, they'll guide you through the insurance claim process. Call them, 356-9620. It's Fox Hill Auto Body, where our customers send their friends. Saturday morning sports on the way. Badgers with a big basketball win last night. Also, they've got a big football game tonight. Packers and the Bears, always a big game. That's this weekend, too. All coming up, we'll take a look at sports next.
Are you an experienced leader who is good with people and has supervised employees in a healthcare facility, school, or other establishment? Then Sodexo may have the job for you. Sodexo is hiring a facility supervisor for a Baraboo healthcare facility to begin work as soon as possible. Duties include coordinating activities for 3 to 10 employees in a safe working environment. If you are looking to make a change and work for an organization that respects your experience, apply today at Sodexo.com/careers. Sodexo, your success is their mission.
It was time to make our own Christmas traditions. For years, we've been trekking to both sets of in-laws, both Christmas dinners. It was just too much. So this year, we started to look for a place to get together in Alexandria, Minnesota. Christmas lights that will light up our kids' faces. A new adventure. Create some wonder. It makes us wonder, why didn't we do this sooner?
Start planning your time together in the Lakes area. Explore your holiday getaway options at explorealex.com.
Max FM Sports.
Wisconsin Radio Network Sports. Good morning. I'm Tim Fisher. We'll start with college football, where the Wisconsin Badgers have a chance at a massive upset tonight at Camp Randall, playing host to the top-ranked Oregon Ducks. The Badgers come in at 5-4, while Oregon at 10-0. Kickoff at 6:30 tonight from Camp Randall Stadium. On to the pros, with the Green Bay Packers getting set for their rivalry matchup tomorrow on the road in Chicago against the Bears. The Packers coming off their bye week and looking to get things going, head coach Matt LaFleur.
The last 2 days have been, the energy has been exactly where you want it to be. It's never going to be perfect at practice in terms of the execution. There's a lot of install. There's some new plays. You know, like I talked about yesterday, we're doing a little bit more unscripted, unscouted looks. You'd like to see how the guys react, but in terms of the energy and the things that are within their control, the effort, all that, I thought it was on point.
The Pack come in at 6-3, while the Bears have dropped 3 straight after a promising start instead of 4-5. Kickoff tomorrow from Soldier Field set for 12 noon. On to men's college basketball, where the Wisconsin Badgers pull an upset, knocking off 9th-ranked Arizona last night for the final counts of 103-88. The Badgers being led by 41 points from John Toshi as they shot 48% from the field and went 12-27 from three-point range. Wisconsin ups their record to 4-0, while the Wildcats fall to 2-1.
14th-ranked Marquette held on to pick up a road victory at Maryland 78-74 last night. Cam Jones with another big night to lead the Golden Eagles with 28 points and 4 rebounds. On the college hockey, on the women's side, top-ranked Wisconsin knocks off second-ranked Ohio State 4-2 last night. Those same two again this evening. On the men's side, the Badgers pick up a 5-4 overtime victory over Penn State. I'm Tim Fisher, Wisconsin Radio Network Sports.
Max FM, Gem City Weather.
With your forecast, I'm Corey Hartman. For today, partly sunny with a high near 51. Chance of rain, maybe a rumble of thunder overnight tonight. We'll see a low around 44. Partly sunny for Sunday, a high of 56. Rain in the afternoon Monday, highs of 55. For Tuesday, chance of rain and 60. For the best barbecue sauce around, it's Grandpa's Barbecue Sauce. GrandpasBBQShop.com. Right now, 38 degrees.
Saturday, the 60s and 70s, looking at musical birthdays and history for this hour. As we find on Wednesday, the 13th, J.C. Crowley, who co-founded Player and co-wrote this one. Baby Come Back, J.C. Crowley celebrates his 77th birthday back on Wednesday.
Spending all my nights on my money, going out on the town. Doing anything just to get you off of my mind. But when the morning comes, I'm right back where I started again. I'm trying to forget you was just a waste of time.
Baby, come back. Any kind of fool could see there was something in everything about you. Baby, come back. You can blame it all on me. I was wrong, and I just can't live without you.
All day long, wearing a mask of false bravado, trying to keep up a smile that hides a tear. As the sun goes down, I get that empty feeling again.
'60s and '70s, 99.7 Max FM, and Baby Come Back from Player, as we find J.C. Crowley, the co-founder and co-writer of that one, turned 77 on Wednesday. On Thursday, the 14th, Joe Billingsley, lead singer and founder of the Contours, celebrated his 87th birthday.
You broke my heart, 'cause I couldn't dance. You didn't even want me around, and now I'm back. to let you know I can really shake them down.
Saturday in the 60s and 70s, 99.7 Max FM, and Do You Love Me? The Contours, with lead singer and founder Joe Billingsley, is celebrating his 87th birthday on Thursday. Also on Thursday, celebrating birthday 75 on the guitar, Styx, as James Young turns 75 on Thursday.
She moves without a sound. I call her on the telephone. She says, be there by 8. Tonight's the night she's moving in, and I can hardly wait.
Let's
the 60s and 70s. 99.7 Max FM, some early Sticks and Lorelei from 1975 as guitarist James Young celebrates his 75th birthday back on Thursday. Also on Thursday, celebrating birthday 73, we find Stephen Bishop. And this is his first hit in 1977. Save It for a Rainy Day. 99.7 Max FM.
Well, she's kind and pretty, drives a big car too. And when I hold her in my arms, I never know what to do. She's got everything she needs, what does she need me for? Just a crazy fool coming back for more. And I know she's no good, can't leave her, but I know I should. Everybody says, watch out, boy, she'll break your heart like it was a toy. You better save it for a rainy day. You better save it for a rainy day. Well, I'd leave in a minute if I only could. But when she touches me, makes me feel so good. My heart's in her hand, this is sure a mess. There's no way I say no when she says yes, yes, yes. Take me, shake me, and tell me this ain't a dream. Everybody says, watch out, boy, she'll break your heart like it was a toy.
Saturday, the 60s and 70s, 99.7 Max FM. Save It for a Rainy Day. That's Stephen Bishop, who celebrated his 73rd birthday back on Thursday. Some musical history this week in 1963. Brother and sister act Nino Tempo and April Stevens were at the number one spot with some Deep Purple on 99.7 Max FM. Saturday, the 60s and 70s.
Stars begin to twinkle in the night. In the midst of that memory, you wander on back to me. Breathe in my name with a sigh.
Of a memory.
In the midst of that memory.
water back to me. Breathe in my name. With a sigh. In the still of the night, once again I hold you tight. Though you're gone, your love lives on. When moonlight beams.
Purple from brother and sister act Nino Temple, April Stevens, number one this week in 1963. 8:39 with Kevin Kellogg. And don't forget, Baraboo Theater Guild has Something Rotten showing tonight at the Baraboo Al Ringling Theater. It's 7:30 tonight. Tomorrow at 2 in the afternoon, go to alringling.org for ticket information. Here's the Rolling Stones, Jumpin' Jack Flash, Saturday of the 60s and 70s, 99.7 Max FM.
It's all
kind of day, the 60s and 70s. 99.7 Max FM. Give me just a little more time from the chairman of the board. 8:46, and you can help stop out hunger number 12 and the Christmas Adopt-A-Family program with People Helping People. Now through December 31st, they've got the fundraiser going on, and you can help by raising between $3,000 to $5,000 to purchase non-perishable food items and other supplies to help low-income families and food pantries in Sauk, Columbia, Juneau, Adams counties, and they love to help. So if you would like to help, all you have to do is mail your donation in to PHP or drop it off at the office drop slot, 805 Broadway in Baraboo. You can also donate online on the PHP website at phpofwisconsin.org. And right now, just looking at the website right now, we're at the $2,000 mark. So we're on a great start. We've got till December 1st. So it's at the $2,000 mark. I know things can be tough at times, so help out if you can. And also, you can help out with their brat fry and bake sale to wrap it up on Saturday, December 7th from 11 until 4. With all the goodies and Santa arriving in the fire truck from 2 until 4, that's Saturday, December 7th, so put that on your calendar. PHP, People Helping People, Stop Out Hunger 12, and the Christmas Adopt-A-Family program. Again, help out if you can.
All of us have a role to play in promoting a mental health-friendly workplace.
So what can I do to help?
As a CEO, I can set the tone for a supportive culture.
As a manager, I can offer assistance and accommodations.
As a coworker, I can be a source of support.
As someone with a mental health condition, I can ask for what I need to perform my best.
What can I do?
What can I do?
I can remind others that none of us are alone.
And that we all benefit from workplaces that promote good mental health.
Learn more at whatcanyoudocampaign.org.
Apples are in good supply at Oakwood Fruit Farm. Pick up some Honeycrisp, Macintosh, Cortland, and other varieties for cooking and eating. Other treats include fresh apple cider donuts, take and bake pies, and fresh apple cider. Every Tuesday, get 10% off all apple purchases. Apples make great gifts. Open 9 until 4, 7 days a week. Oakwood Fruit Farm, south of Ithaca on Apple Ridge Road. Just follow the signs and like them on Facebook.
Oakwood Fruit Farms, that's the one for family fun. Oakwood Fruit Farms, that's the one for
being part of a team means knowing you have support when you need it most. This is Kathy Mackesy, and at Bank of Wisconsin Dells, we understand the value of being surrounded by a strong team. That's why our personal bankers are committed to providing personalized financial solutions for all your deposit and banking needs. Select Bank of Wisconsin Dells to be part of your trusted financial team.
Member FDIC.
Max FM, Gem City Weather.
With your forecast, I'm Corey Hartman. For today, partly sunny with a high near 51. Chance of rain, maybe a rumble of thunder overnight tonight. We'll see a low around 44. Partly sunny for Sunday, a high of 56. Rain in the afternoon Monday, highs of 55. For Tuesday, chance of rain and 60. For the best barbecue sauce around, it's Grandpa's Barbecue Sauce. GrandpasBBQShop.com. Right now, 40 degrees.
It was a night, ooh, what a night it was, it really was.
Such a night.
The moon was bright, oh, how bright it really was.
Such a night.
The night was alive with stars above. Ooh, when she kissed me, I had to fall in love.
Oh, it was a kiss.
Ooh, what a kiss it was, it really was.
Such a kiss.
Oh, how she could kiss. Oh, what a kiss it was, it really was.
Such a kiss.
Just the thought of her lips sets me afire. I reminisce and I'm filled with desire. But I gave my heart to her, sweet Soren. It was, it really was
such a night.
Came the dawn, and my heart in her love, and the night was gone. But I'll never forget the kiss in the moonlight. Ooh, such a kiss, such a night. It was a night. Ooh, what a night it was, it really was
such a night.
Came the dawn, and
my heart and her love, and the night was gone. But I'll never forget the kiss in the moonlight. How will I remember? I'll always remember
that night. Ooh, what a night it was, really was such a night. When we kissed, I had to fall in love.
But I gave my I had to fall in love. While she's gone, 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 yes, she's gone, gone, gone. Came the dawn, 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 and my love was gone. But before that dawn, yes, before that dawn, and before that dawn, ooh.
Saturday, the 60s and 70s, 99.7 Max FM, Elvis, and Such a Night. 8:52 with Kevin Kellogg and more of your favorites from the 60s and 70s by request at 608-355-9970. Here's Tommy Joe White, or Tony. Don't want to get him wrong there. Tony Joe White with little poke salad Annie.
I've never been down south too much. I'm going to tell you a little bit about this so that you understand what I'm talking about. Down there we have a plant that grows out in the woods and the fields. Looks something like a turnip green. Nearby called it poke salad. Poke salad. Used to know a girl lived down there and she'd go out in the evenings and pick her a mess of it. Carry it home and cook it for supper. Cause that's about all they had to eat. They did all right. Down in Louisiana, where the alligators grow so mean, there lived a girl that I swear to the world made the alligators look tame. Poke salad Annie, poke salad Annie. Everybody said it was a shame, cause her mama was working on a chain gang. A mean, vicious woman. Every day for supper time, she'd go down by the truck patch and pick her mess of poke salad and carry it home in a tote sack. Poke salad, Annie. The gator's got your granny chomp. Everybody said it was a shame, cause her mama was working on a chain gang. A wretched, spiteful, straight razor tote woman. Lord, I must pick my mess up. Watermelons out of my truck patch. Poke salad Annie. The gator's got your granny. Ooh. Everybody said it was a shame, cause her mama was working on a chain gang. Suck a little poke salad to me. You know I need me a mess of it.